This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every single one of you and give you all tawfiq, success in this life and likewise in the akhirah. Today inshallah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, I want to speak about a certain blessing that the people of Manchester have been blessed with, that we might tend to belittle or we allow it to go over our heads. But before I do that inshallah ta'ala, I want to speak about a category of people that most of us we know about, we see on the TVs, we see on the newspapers, we hear about them all the time. Ala wa huwa, this category of people is the football hooligan, the beer belly whose stomach is filled with khamar, beer, alcohol, who travels from one side of the world all the way to the other, in order to support his team. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, that is dedication. To leave your home, to spend money, train tickets, flight tickets, all the way to the other side of the world to attend a 90-minute game, just for 90 minutes. And then he comes back home. Week in, week out, there are some people, they do that. They have season tickets. They travel from one part of the country all the way to the other. And if it's a Champions League game, they leave the country sometimes. Their money is going into this, their time is going into this, and all the money they get throughout the whole year is maybe being spent in this cause. Brothers and sisters, if this is the case of some of these people, what are they doing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about these people, إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. They are like cattle. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًا لَهُمْ. They eat and they drink and they enjoy themselves. This is their lives of how they spend it. And the point that I'm trying to get to, inshallah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, this blessing which is the blessing of ilm that comes to our masajid here. The scholars that are going to be coming down in a week's time from a very far place. Brothers and sisters, those who know the sunnah, the way of seeking knowledge. Al-ilmu yu'ta wa la ya'ti. Knowledge, it is gone to. It doesn't come to you. You need to take the initiative and you need to take the opportunity to go out and seek that knowledge and take it. But today the mashayikh and the scholars abroad, they feel like they need to come to us. Why? Because the aspirations of the people has dropped so much. People have gone far away from the religion. They've gone far away from knowledge. They feel the need to strive hard in order to come to us. Brothers and sisters, if you look at our kids today, our young ones, today when an issue pops up, they need an answer in their religion. Where do they go? They go on www.askjeeves.com or onto Sheikh Google or YouTube. They type it in. We have mashayikh now on the internet. These search engines have become mashayikh. Do you know what this is, brothers and sisters? It's min alamati sa'a. From the signs of the hour, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, min ashrati sa'a. إِذَا وُسْتِدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَهْلِي فَانْتَظِرْ سَاعَةً. إِذَا وُسْتِدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَهْلِي فَانْتَظِرْ سَاعَةً. If the matters now are taken back to other than his people, then wait for the hour. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us in Sahih Bukhari, مِنْ أَشْرَاطِ سَاعَةً أَنْ يَقِلَّ الْعِلْمُ وَيَظْهَرَ الْجَهْلُ وَيَظْهَرَ الزِّنَا وَيُشْرَبُ الْخَمَرُ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ يُكْثَرُ الْحَرَجُ. From the signs of the hour is that knowledge becomes very less, decreases as time goes on. More ignorance starts becoming more apparent. Khamar is drunk. Widespread it becomes. Zina likewise, it becomes so widespread. And killings, bloodshed, it becomes so widespread as well. And the situation is getting worse. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us 1400 years ago, not yesterday or the week before or 1 year ago. He told us, لَا يَأْتِي زَمَانٌ إِلَّا الَّذِي بَعْدُ وَشَرَّ مِنْ. There doesn't come a time, except that the time that comes after it is much worse. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, you go into the universities, and I think I've mentioned it before on this maqam as well, because our young ones, they don't know the basics of their religion, the doubts of the atheists, the doubts of the Christians. It gets thrown on them and they find it very difficult to maybe defend themselves from it. People that were in our masajid that we know, today they are arguing if there is a presence, wujud of Allah Azza wa Jal, because of the doubts. Ash-shubha khatafa, as they say. The shubha, the doubt, will pull away from his religion. And this all goes back to, brothers and sisters, lack of knowledge. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, بَادِرُوا بِالْعَمَالِ فِتَّنْ كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Hasten to doing good deeds. The fitan is like the dark patches of the night. يصبح الإنسان مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا ويمسي الإنسان مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا. A person, he goes to sleep at night and he wakes up, he's a disbeliever. Or he wakes up in the morning, he's a Muslim, he comes in the morning, he's a believer, and then he spends the night as a disbeliever. Very quickly a person, he leaves the fold of Islam. How does this happen so quickly? Through the doubts and the shubahat that come this person's way. Some of our kids, if you ask them, brothers and sisters, the meaning of Islam, what Islam means. I remember there was a period, I think 6-7 weeks in a row, everywhere I went, I done the same khutbah. What does Islam mean? I stood outside the masjid one time, brought a group of kids together to ask them what it means. Some of them, they said it means peace. Some of them, they said it means a way of life. Maybe it is a small percentage of what Islam means. But our kids don't know. Billahi alayk, I ask you, if today our situations are like, we don't know. As year and year in comes by, time goes past, forget about their kids, the grandchildren that are going to come. Do you think they're going to have any understanding of their religion? They are going to know the basics of their religion. They are going to even know the shurud, the conditions of La ilaha illallah. Brothers and sisters, you know what a very sad thing is? How we ourselves, and this is more to the youth that are coming out, we have killed our aspirations before anyone else comes to us and kills it. What I mean by this, a person, if he comes up to you and he says to you, "Akhi, you're not going to learn anything, don't waste your time in studying the religion." After he's reading the Quran, he's putting a lot of effort into his religion. Someone comes to you, "Akhi, forget it. You're not going to become a scholar. You're not going to become a serious student." Before even that comes, we tend to tell ourselves, "I don't see myself benefiting others. I don't see myself maybe giving durus, lectures, lessons to other people." Brothers and sisters, we know people who are on the streets selling drugs, doing all sorts of fawahish, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided, and now they're benefiting the people. Look at the Sahaba. Who are the Sahaba? Before Islam came, Allah Azza wa Jalla told us, "Wadhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum." Remember the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. "Idh kuntum a'da'an, fa'allafa bayna khulubikum, fa'asbahtum bini'mati ikhwana." You were enemies. They were enemies with one another. They used to fight one another. They used to shed each other's blood. And because of this al-Islam, this ni'mah of al-Islam, you became brothers. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَى حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْخَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. You were on the edge. You were on the edge of the hellfire. Imagine standing on the edge of the hill or the cliff. They were on the edges of the hellfire, just about to fall into it. But al-Islam came and took them out of this misery, this darkness. Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun Anzalnahu Ilayka Litukhrija An-Nas Min Adh-Dhulumati Ilan Nur. This book that has come to take the people out of the dhulumat, the darkness, into the light. Some of them used to drink alcohol. Some of them were fornicators before Islam came. So this is the kind of people that took the religion and they benefited the people, and the benefit are still found. Some of them, they say, some of the tabi'in wa qutta' turuq, they were like bandits. But Allah came and guided them. And now we benefit from their knowledge and that which they left behind. Brothers and sisters, if you look at some of the statements of the Sahaba, bi'inillahi ta'ala, it will be an encouragement to every single person. Look at Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. He said, ta'allamu al-ilm. Learn the knowledge. قبل أن يقبر, before it disappears, it gets taken away. And he said, عليكم بالعلم, upon you is to seek knowledge. فإن أحدكم لا يدري متى يفتخر إلى ما عنده. For indeed you don't know, there might come a time when the people are going to be in need of what you have. When is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud saying this? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was given a very long life. He was someone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a very long life. After the Prophet passed away and after the Khulafa Rashidin passed away, course, in the time of the Prophet, no one's going to benefit from you. Everyone's going to go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after that, they're going to go to the Khulafa al-Rashideen. They are the greatest of those who came after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he carried on seeking knowledge, he didn't stop. Until there came a time when Abdullah ibn Mas'ud began from those who were the most knowledgeable of the Quran. Do you know what he said? مَا نَزَلَتْ آيَةٌ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. There isn't an ayah that came down in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. إِلَّا وَأَنْ أَعْلَمُ أَيْنَ نَزَلَتْ وَفِيمَ نَزَلَتْ. Except I know where it came down upon and who it came down upon. وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ أَحَدًا أَعْلَمُ مِنِّي. If I knew anyone who's more knowledgeable than me, تَبْلُغُ الْمَطَايِلَ ذَهَبْتُ. That the riding camel reaches it, I would go. From a very young age, they carried on. They didn't belittle themselves, I don't know, I don't think, I don't see myself doing this. But the knowledge they had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought it out and turned it into a nur for the people. يَحْتَدُونَ بِذَلِكَ. Another example is, brothers and sisters, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. The man the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for. Allahumma allimu al-Qur'an. Allahumma faqihu fi al-deen. Allahumma allimu al-ta'wil. Oh Allah, teach him the Qur'an. Oh Allah, teach him the interpretation. Oh Allah, give him an understanding of the religion. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, Ibn Abbas was 15 years old. He was only 15. He began to seek knowledge. A man from his contemporaries, he said to him, Ya ajaban laka ya Ibn Abbas. Amazement to you is, oh Ibn Abbas. Hal tara an-nasa yahtajun ilayk. Do you think the people are going to need you? Yani, why are you seeking knowledge? Why are you wasting so much time in studying? فَإِنَّ أَصْحَابَ مُحَمَّدَ الْيَوْمَ كَثِيرٌ. For indeed, the companions of Muhammad are today many. They have Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. Why are you wasting your time for? You know Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, فَأَعْرَضْتُ عَنْهُ فَأَقْبَلْتُ عَلَى الْمَسْأَلَةِ. I turned away from him and I carried on seeking knowledge at the age of 15. Well, even in the time of the Prophet he was seeking knowledge, but he just carried on, put his head down even more. Time went past. Brothers and sisters, Ibn Abbas sometimes in the burning heat, he would leave. He would sit in front of a house waiting for the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not like the heat, mashallah, we have in Britain where it is clear wind that comes past. Some of the wind and the heat they have in the Arab countries, you find there are dust particles in it that will hit a person's eye and he could even take it. He would put a shawl around his head, face, protecting himself from the wind. And he would wait there. A time came, that man that belittled him in the beginning, he saw the people had gathered around Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, this young man. This man then said, وَكَانَ هَذَا الْفَتَى أَعْقَلَ مِنِّي. This young boy, he was more smarter than me. Ibn Abbas didn't start seeking knowledge after the death of all these great companions. From a very young age, he carried on. And remember, brothers and sisters, that knowledge that you possess, that you put a lot of effort into, Allah Azza wa Jal will not allow that to go to waste. If that person possesses that knowledge, and it could be a great benefit for the people, it will come as a benefit. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal raises a person who comes with iman, he believes, and a person who comes with knowledge. And that which shows us this is this story of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. If I was to ask the people who is Umar, Abu Bakr, Abu Hurairah, everybody knows. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu was top of the charts when it came to hadith. But we maybe ask Ibn Abi Abza, who's Ibn Abi Abza? Look at this situation, and before I mention it, I just want you to picture it. Queen Elizabeth tomorrow when she leaves the country. Imagine she leaves a dustbin man or a slave in charge. Wallahi, this is the day, brothers and sisters, When every newspaper in the country, the Sun, the Daily Mirror, the Guardian, they are going to go absolutely ballistic. Everybody's going to be talking about it. The Queen has lost the plot, or the President has lost the plot. They placed a slave in charge. These are the kind of people that the society looks down upon, right? How could she do this? All of these newspapers, these media, they're going to party about it. Because this is what they live on, what they feed on. This type of news coming. Ibn Abi Abza, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him. One time Nafi', he was leaving the city. He left his city, and Umar ibn al-Khattab, he left another city that he was in, and they met in a place called Asfan. Nafi' asked Umar ibn al-Khattab, and Nafi' was a servant of Abdullah ibn Umar. You always find him in the chain, Mawla Abdullah ibn Umar, and Abdullah ibn Umar. Nafi' Mawla Abdullah ibn Umar, in the chains of narration, Sahih Muslim. He took a hadith from Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, who did you leave the people with? He said, a man called Ibn Abi Abza. He asked him, who? Who's Ibn Abi Abza? He said to him, Mawla min Mawalina. A servant from the servants that we have. So he said to him, you left a whole people, a qawm, or a city with a servant? Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he replied back to him and he said, إِنَّهُ قَارِئٌ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّهُ عَالِمٌ بِالْفَرَائِدِ. He is someone that is well versed in the Qur'an. And he's someone who knows the inheritance, he knows the faraid. He said to him, do you not hear the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهَا آخَرِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises people due to their attachment and how close they are to the Qur'an. This slave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only did he raise him in the eyes of Umar, but all the people in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that knowledge he possessed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that worthy and a benefit for the people. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, when these mashayikh, they come from these very far places, it's a big opportunity, wallahi, with all the problems and the different ishkalat and the difficulties that we're going through in this country, because we face many obstacles. Our kids are running away from us. We don't know how to handle certain situations. Doubts that might come to them, and doubts that might come to us, it's an opportunity to ask these scholars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told us in the Quran, defaming these people who take things into their own hands. How many times do we find this? An issue pops up, a person, he makes a decision, or he takes it back to other than his people, he goes abroad and he blows himself up. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوَ الْخَوْفِ أَدَاعُوا بِهِ. When matters now pertaining public safety and public fear comes to them, they take it into their own hands. وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ. And if only they took it back to those who are in authority of them, يعني the scholars and the rulers. لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْ. They would have known how to extract the correct guidelines and the correct principles of the religion. It's a big opportunity for these brothers and sisters to get these ishkalat out of the way. Many of us, we might have businesses, we work. One of the mashayikh is going to be covering matters pertaining bay' and shira, buying and selling. Pertaining riba, are we falling into it? Do we know what we're doing? The mashayikh are going to cover this. Matters pertaining aqidah for the young and likewise the old. That is being covered by the Shaykh Salim al-Tawil. Books that not only the young can benefit from, and also the elderly. Thinking about your children and also your grandchildren are going to come. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, sometimes when we look at some of the stories and some of the experiences of the Salaf, the difficulty they went through. And when I say Salaf, I mean by it the three golden generations. The Sahaba, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'at Tabi'in. Those the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, خَيْرُكُمْ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينِ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينِ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of them is my generation, the Sahaba, those who came after them and those who came after them. If you just look at some of their situations, how far they went for when it came to knowledge. And you ask yourself, why would they do that? Why would they do things like I'm about to mention now? You have Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu. He traveled a month's distance. وَرَحَلَ جَابْ بْنَ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ مَسِيرَةَ شَهْرٍ إِلَى عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنُ أُنَيْسٍ حَدِيثٍ وَاحِدٍ. To Abdullah ibn Unais for just one hadith. Brothers and sisters, they never had Virgin Atlantic, Ittihad Airways, all these transport that we have today. He would jump on the riding camel for 1 month. Sometimes, يَنْقَطِعُ عَنْهُ النَّفَقَةَ. The spending money they had, it would be finished. He doesn't have anything. And he would carry on. From months distance, brothers and sisters, for one hadith. There's many examples that I can give. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, wallahi, you think, or it reminds you of a drug addict. A drug addict, when he needs his drugs, he shakes, he sweats, he goes crazy. He even sells the food of his child just to get that money to get drugs. Shu'b ibn al-Hajjaj radiallahu anhu, the great tabi'i, he said, بِعْتُ طَسْتَ أُمِّي بِسَبْعَةِ دَنَانِيرٍ. I sold the pans and the pots of my mom for what? For 7 dinar. And it came in another narration that he sold the trunk of his house, that which makes his house hold together. Umar ibn Hafs, who was a contemporary of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, كنت مع إمام البخاري في البصرة. I was with him in a place called Basra. ففقدناه أياما. And he went missing for a few days. فوجدناه في بيت. We found him in a house. And you know what Imam البخاري رحمه الله تعالى did? He sold everything that he was wearing. Why did he do this? Because maybe he needed a manuscript. He needed to study even more. He needed money to carry on living, to give effort to this religion. So he said, we bought him clothes, وَكَسَوْنَا. Abdurrahman ibn Khirash. You know what he said, brothers and sisters? شَرِبْتُ بَوْلِي فِي هَذَا الشَّأْنِ خَمْسَ مَرَّاتٍ. I drank my urine 5 times for this matter. This matter which is going back and forth to seek a hadith. So Khatib al-Baghdadi rahimahullah ta'ala, he commented on this and he said, أَحْسِبُهُ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ. I think that he done this because اضطراراً في السفر. In a state of necessity while traveling. We know if a person is traveling and he's going to die and he has nothing. إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمَ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالْدَّمَ وَلَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرُ وَمَا هُوَ لِلْغَيْرِ الْعِبَدِ. You can drink blood, you can drink a dead, you can eat a dead person, you can even eat pork, you can even drink khamar. Why? Because you're going to die. He didn't have anything to eat, he drank his urine. Why would they go through so much trouble, brothers and sisters? Because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's statement, "Man humani la yishba'an." Two categories of people, they don't become full. Man humun fi dunya wa man humun fi al-ilm. The one who keeps chasing the ilm, he wants more and more and more. And the one who's chasing the dunya, once he tastes a bit of it, he wants more. 10,000, he wants 20. 20, he wants 30. And he never finishes. And the Prophet ﷺ told us in another hadith that explained this, the only thing that would fill up this person, يعني صاحب الدنيا, if he had one mountain of gold, he wants another, right? Is to get the turab, the dirt, the sand, and stuff in his mouth. That's the only thing that can fill him up. Brothers and sisters, we might think, us coming to the masajid and sitting in the halaqat, is going to stop us from our provision. The day that I close, I might miss out on 50 pounds. Or 60 pounds. Based on an opportunity you might not ever get. Brothers and sisters, ستقومون بين يدي الله. The mashayikh that came to you, that wanted to give you knowledge, but you didn't benefit from them. Rather, بالعكس, you find what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, it goes completely against how the people think. People think, if I change the dunya, I'm going to make more money. Look what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, and I will conclude with this. مَنْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا هَمَّهُ فَرَّقَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرَهُ وَجَعَلَ فَخْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. Whoever makes the dunya his main priority, he wakes up, he's thinking about it. He goes to sleep, he's thinking about it. His whole day goes through this. Busies him away from his main objective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place poverty between his eyes. وَلَمْ يَأْتِي مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا كُتِبَ لَهُ. And the only thing that comes to him from this dunya is that which was written down for him. Then he tells us, وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةُ نِيَّتَهُ. Whoever makes the akhirah his main intention. جَمَعَ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَمْرَهُ وَجَعَلَ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ. Allah will place richness in his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place richness in his heart. Will bring his affairs together. And the dunya will be dragged to him. Why? Because he only wants the akhirah and is chasing and running after it. Brothers and sisters, we have heard this ayah a billion times. And for a billion a month time, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I didn't create jinn and ins except for this worship. How can we expect, and that's our main objective, how can we expect to fulfill the main objective that me and you have been placed in this country, Britain, whether it's Manchester, Leicester, London? Our main objective is ibadah. Everything else is secondary. How can we expect to fulfill this main objective without knowledge? In order for us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accordingly, to be able to live our lives, it is through knowledge. So brothers and sisters, take opportunity of this when the mashayikh come, whether a person is young or is old. Or Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, till the day he died, he was holding a tablet. He said, إِلَى الْمَقْبَرَةِ. They asked him, why are you still seeking knowledge? You're an old man, you're an alim now. He said, from the tablet to the grave. All the way to his grave, he wanted to carry on and seek knowledge. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from what we heard. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. وآخر الصلاة.